The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete and of low audio quality. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
The whole scripture there. Christ wasn't smitten twice, he was smitten once. So he took that rod and went in there and smote the rock. It didn't bring water. He smote it again and said, "You rebels, must we fetch water for you out of this rock?" But God dealt with Moses later. Is that right? He was kept out of the promised land for that one thing. This little preacher one time, a prophet, who had a double potion, Elijah, went bald-headed when he was a young man. Some little children running behind him, teasing him, saying, "Bald-head, bald-head." And he turned around and put a curse on those children in the name of the Lord, and two she-bears killed 42 little children. Is that scripture? Now, that wasn't the Holy Spirit, the nature of God wouldn't have wanted that. See? But you have to watch what you're doing. So that's the reason I watch every case, to be sure. Now, to know if there's sin in that life, I better be careful. But he never told me to do that. Now, he told me, he said, "Now the first thing, how many remembers when it first started out when I took the people by the left hand? How many remembers that minute? And did it tell you that he told me, I know the secrets of their heart? How many remembers that? Has it come to pass that way?" See, just exactly. It'll always be, when he, whatever he says, it'll be just that way. It never can fail. It's Almighty God, not me. Now, if one of those cases could be proven to be the truth, then every person in here ought to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look, friends, to you. You might have heard of all kinds of isms going around saying, "I have power to heal," and I've read magazines and been in meetings disguised of when I feel ashamed of myself. Now you Baptist and Methodist friends in here and so forth, I know that's true. These people, Pentecostal people, has a lot of ism among them, but they really got a real article there too. Right. That's the reason I come with them, because I'm one of them. That's exactly right. I got the Holy Ghost too. So I know tomorrow afternoon I'm going to speak on that, so be sure to come. Now, they got a real article. Well, you see a lot of make-believe. Remember, remember that. Now, that's true. People having funny feelings and all this, that, and the other. And a lot of that is pure human psychology. But behind that, there's a real, genuine Jesus Christ who heals the sick. That's right. And it's true. And I know it. Someone said today, he said, "Billy, while you're in America," I said, "why don't you just quit preaching that? So just go ahead and preach the gospel and let it go." I said, "I done come too far now, brother. I done seen too many things happen. No, I can never turn back. God help me. Keep my face on Calvary and do as God tells me to do." But there's one thing. I do believe that taking this every case one by one like that, I'd get to 1,000 more in a meeting if I just go ahead and pray for them. If they knew that. The only thing he told me, said, "By this they will know." See, they will absolutely. And I think I've combed it too hard. Now when I come back from overseas and have my American meetings, I've made it to the Voice of Healing down there, and it'll be published so that you might know also. When I come back from overseas, God willing, my American meetings, I'm just going to line them people up, a big line of people, and start praying for them. Just when the Lord will tell me to say anything to them, I'll do it. But outside of that, I'll ask the person what's wrong with them and so forth. Because just a few of that, and I'm so weak I can't hardly stand up. Did you ever read in the Bible where visions make people weak? When the woman touched the hem of his garment, didn't he say virtue, that strength, went out of him? Is that right? Daniel saw one vision, and he said he was troubled at his head for what? Many days. Is that right? Just, you're out of the world. You break off into another dimension that the world knows nothing about. You come back, and then after two or three, you wonder where you're at. You're out there or here. You're looking, say, here stands someone before you. You see them 25, 30 years ago, something they were doing. You're right there with them. You're speaking, yet knowing that your voice is coming here on the platform. And I'm with that man in Louisiana or somewhere else many, many years ago. And I'm speaking to that person, saying what I'm seeing, and don't know, don't realize I'm standing here because I'm standing there at that time, looking the way they're dressed and everything. And you can hear me speaking about it. Then when I come to and I wonder, this is a patient, see? Just let that happen 2 or 3 times and see how you feel. It just fixes you to a place. And then some of them said, "I don't understand why they take you out and you pass out and everything when you're going off the platform." Let it happen once or twice. You see what it is. Now, I think one or two of those should settle it with the people. But whatever the Lord leads, that's the way we do. Coming back, I aim to try that. We just go and set up my meetings, just line up the people, start praying for them, After all, it's the prayer of faith that saves the sick. Just pray for them, lay hands on them. That's what Jesus said, dude. Just pray and lay hands on the sick, and it'll be so. Now, if the organist will, sister, in your kindness, if you'll give us that little song, Only Believe, just for a few moments. That's, if you please. After speaking and testifying like this, well, you get the feeling emotional, like you want to scream and shout, but the anointing for healing is different. The angel of the Lord, that's a different feeling. You just got a feeling like there's, you know, somebody standing right near you, and I trust that tonight he'll be so close to you, you'll see him tonight. How many's ever seen it in other meetings or something around the light hanging? Yes, I see there's hands around it. They took a picture of it. Here the other night, it come right down in my church before the people. There's a colored lady standing there asking for another man. Said, I got a colored friend. Said, if I ever got in contact with you, Reverend Branham, to have you to pray for him. He's been paralyzed for a long time. I turned to look to the woman. I seen the man. I said, Sunday morning, he'll be in this tabernacle. He's a tall man wearing a dark suit. He'll walk right here and shake my hand Sunday morning. Thus saith the Lord. Brother, you can mark that. That's true. And Sunday morning, the place is packed, so see what would happen. I spoke a few moments, and I said, the Lord spoke and said there was a colored man coming from out of the country here somewhere, and wearing a dark suit. Now, a barber, Mr. Egan, just kept motioning his hand like that, and the old fellow raised up his hand. I said, you wants to be prayed for, just line up on the side of the wall over there. And they lined up over there, and the audience was watching him to see what he would do, because he's supposed to come down here. And I just stood there. He started to go in the line up there, and he come down halfway in the middle of the church and started to go in the line up there, turned around, walked right over here, reached out his hand, shook hands with me, right exactly where it said. Screaming and going on in the church. See, it'll happen just exactly the way he said it'll be. It'll never fail. Mark it one time. You got on tape recordings, just find out what he says and see if that doesn't happen just the way he says it does. The Lord bless you now. While we all kind of sang lowly now. Now, oh, custodian spoke to my boy standing behind him. I thought maybe he did say there was a certain time for us to close, but I suppose not. Now, bear with me. I got one more night to be with you. A lot of dark waters. Of course, troubles is ahead of you. You know that. When you stand before witch doctors, by the dozens, stand there and don't think they won't challenge you. I tell you, I'm depending on people praying for me then. But I've never seen one time, you can ask any of the missionaries to return to the fields or anything, what Almighty God put them to shame and made them turn around except Jesus Christ. Never one time. Of course, you know I'm stalling for something. I am. It's true. It's His anointing, see. Here stands a woman. I've never seen her. Just imagine yourself standing here now, and there's at least 2,000 people here. And 2,000 people, probably some critics, sitting there just wanting to find one flaw, just one thing. That's all they want. And someone standing there with a lot of faith, believing. My wife said last night there was a lady on a platform. What happens? They almost tell me about it when I get home because it seems like I dreamed it. My wife said there was a lady, might have been an Armenian or Indian or something in the back, and said there was a lady on the platform who had been prayed for and said it told her all about something that happened or something other, and said this man looked over to the woman. I believe one of them had been healed in the meeting before when I was here. And he said, I know that woman. Said she's had an accident. Said she can't raise her right arm. And so they kept saying, wonder if he'll find that. And said, then just a few minutes, I turned to the woman and said, raise up your right arm. Said, up went her right arm like that. And she would have been sure. Sometimes the vision, I don't say everything I see. I try to say what's I can to make the people have faith, you see, just to believe. Now, here stands a woman. I suppose we're strangers, aren't we, sister? Never seen each other in all of our lives. And here we are. And now, who is she and where is she from? What's wrong with her? See, that there it is. And now the people are expecting, if I've represented Jesus Christ well, to know that. There's people sitting right out there in the audience that's sick and afflicted. The same Lord Jesus that that woman touched the hem of his garment, he turned around, said, your faith has healed you of that blood issue. The same Lord Jesus is here tonight, and your faith can touch him, and he can turn around with a human voice and say, thy faith has healed you of certain things. Is that right? Certainly. The same one who carried a conversation with the woman at the well and knew what was wrong with her is here tonight to carry a conversation with her. Don't you believe that? Now the thing we have to do is submit ourselves, get this completely out of the picture, and let him just take over. See, this thing can't speak without a voice. It'll bring a voice, but there has to be a voice behind it to speak. Now you pray for me now, because I'm struggling right hard at this time on account of speaking the way I did testifying before the service. But may the Lord grant it. He's here now. Amen. We thank the Lord for his goodness. You're the patient, aren't you, sister? I suppose we're strangers to each other, not knowing each other in this life. But you're aware that something's going on. It wasn't here a few minutes ago, but you know it's here now.
Yeah.
Is that true, lady? Raise your hand if that's true. Now, there's no person can stand here but what recognize that. See? Now, that light that you see in the picture, just whirling around, is right around the lady now. Every once in a while, it's a vision beginning to happen now. She's breaking away from me and then coming to me. Breaking away from me and then coming to me. And I see she's in trouble. And she's seriously ill. Yes, she has cancer. Isn't that the truth? And you don't live here.
No.
You drove in here from about 100 miles away from here.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
I see you on a trip, but you're going another way. You're going westward. You're returning with a disappointed look on your. Oh, it was at a meeting. You've just been to another meeting. It was my meeting, because these hills, it was the Mammoth Gardens, it was Denver, you was at my meetings.
That's right.
And never got in the prayer line.
That's right.
But you've come tonight.
That's right.
You won't have to come no more.
Bye.
God bless you. God be with you, sister. Lord, bless my sister. I pray through Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Grant it, Lord. God bless you. There it is. Now, the best I remember, that woman had been somewhere or something and had been turned away from a meeting somewhere. Was that true? Turned away from a meeting? Because there wasn't a room. Now, the rest of you here could believe right now, every one of you, be healed. That would be sufficient. You know the reason you can't accept it like that? You've been taught lay your hands on the sick. That's the reason. Isn't that right? How many believes if it wouldn't even say nothing to you, just pass through and lay hands on you, you get well? You believe the anointing of the Holy Ghost is here now, and your brother now, you get well. I believe you get well. How many we got standing there? I'm going to break this program right now. How many we got there? 10? 10? All right. Who's got prayer card 11? 11, 12. Who's got 12? W12. Who's got 12? All right, 13. Who's got 13? Raise your hand real quickly now. Let's get some more people in this line. We're going. 14. Who has 14? 15. Who has 15? 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 40. On up to 40. 50. On up to 50. Line up. You're going to see the glory of God. You can believe. Hold your faith. 50. Who has prayer card 50? Am I too far now? Raise up your hand. Who has prayer card 50? 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. On up to 100. Line up along here. Line up according to your numbers now. The ushers will help us, if they will, or some of the minister brothers, to keep them in line there as they're coming, if you will. All right? Now, how many is standing? Just leave them stand now until these get through. Just a moment. May the Lord Jesus bless you. Grant this faith to you. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He is sure to perform and to do that which He has promised to do. Is that right? He promised that He would heal the sick, and He'll do that healing of the sick if you'll just believe it. Have faith in God. Watch them lead a lady. Lady, you're sitting there without a prayer card. You're sitting there with, you have gallbladder trouble. You want to be healed of it? You believe God will heal you of it? Yes. Uh-huh. Stand up on your feet. You standing there looking on another lady, have compassion, wondering about her being led there, wasn't you? I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth, isn't it? And you've had gallbladder trouble, isn't that right? You don't have it no more now. You're healed. You can go home. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Have faith in God. Lay your hand, Ben, as you was healed. Lay your hand over on that man with his head bowed. He's praying there, right over here, right in front of you here. The next man, the second man there, and there, lay your hand on him. He's got a rupture. He wants to be healed. He's praying. Ask the Lord now for his healing. Father, I pray that you'll heal the man, and may it all go away from him, and may he be perfectly whole. Grant it, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Amen. God bless you, brother. Don't weep now. And go home and be well. All right. Billy, is everybody lined up? Are you getting your cards lined up? Just keep praying and watching this way. Now, sister, if I don't say one word to you, what's wrong with you? Just ask God. You'll get well, will you? What is your trouble? I'm going to ask you. You have asthma. You believe that the Lord's going to heal you? You believe His presence is here now? Are you conscious that He's standing? You're standing near something beside your brother? Come here. Father, I pray that you will heal her, and may she go from here tonight and be made completely whole. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoicing, sister, and be happy. All right, brother, bring the lady. How many believes the lady will get well? Certainly she will. Now, the anointing is the only thing that's His presence. Now, as this woman comes near, she's coming near and she's seriously sick. I know what's wrong with the people. As He reveals it. But I'm just not doing that. Just, if I don't say a word to you, you still believe anyhow, won't you, lady? You'll believe with all your heart. You must believe, sister. You realize you're very seriously. You have a tumor, don't you? The tumor's in the stomach. You're just at a doctor. The doctor told you this tumor covered the whole stomach. You think it's cancer because it's covered over the whole stomach. You come from here dying about 2 or 3 days ago. And then on the road here, you had to stop. On the road coming here tonight, is that right? Don't stop going home. Run and tell what the Lord has done for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I condemn this devil and may it go out of the woman through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoicing, sister. Believing, having faith. Have faith now as you come. Now, brother, just come. Now, before you get here, see, I'm going to try to pray for all these people. Tell me what's wrong with you. Weakness of the body. You believe that the Holy Spirit is here now to help you as I asked Him? Oh God, be near my dear brother and grant that this weakness will turn to strength and may he be healed through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now you believe you're healed now, dear brother. Go rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me and making me well. All right, come, lady. Now you believe with all your heart as you come. Confess and tell me what's wrong with you before you get here.
I have a congestion in the uterus.
All right, come here now. You believe that he's going to make you well? You believe you're standing in his presence, not your brother, his presence. Lord Jesus, that she's knowing now. And if you're with me in this, Lord, prove it to me tonight. If this is what you want me to do, heal this woman, I pray in Jesus' name, as I lay hands on her. Amen. Go rejoice now. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. That's the way. Now, as you leave, go rejoicing, being happy, and be made well. Come, lady. Now, as you come, before it strikes me, tell me what's wrong with you before you come. What is wrong with you, lady?
I have a chest condition.
A chest condition. Come.
I have a broken condition.
You believe he's going to heal you?
Yes,
Lord Jesus, I pray now that you will heal her. While the anointing is close, I cast away the evil spirit that's making her sick. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Now go rejoicing and being happy, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing. All right, come, brother. You believe the Lord Jesus is going to make you well? With all your heart? What is your trouble, brother? Prostrate trouble. All right, sir? Yes, sir. You believe that he's going to make you well? Don't you have any trouble with your hearing, too? That's right. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal him. Take away the evil from him. I cast it away, that this is visible so that people can see that you're here to do it. Give him his perfect hearing. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Now, just a moment. All right, I want you to come here, sir. How long have you been hard of hearing? Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me all right there, sir? Why don't you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I love you.
I love you. All right. You're perfectly normal, brother. That's something visible that people can see. Your prostrate trouble caused you to be nervous getting up at night. And think you're healed, brother.
Thank
Go on your road rejoicing. Thank the Lord. All right. Let's say praise be to God. Come, sir. You believe as you're coming? You must believe if you get well of this cancer, because it'll kill you, sure. But you believe God's going to make you well? Oh, Lord God, I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll cast away the enemy from him, and may this man go from here tonight and be made well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want you to bow your head just a minute. Keep your head bowed just a minute. I don't all the time ask God for this. The man's blinded in cataracts, and he's got an evil spirit of cancer. And you keep your head bowed just for a minute. Don't you keep your head bowed. Lord, if I am doing wrong, forgive me. I'm not doing it that to make a show. Thou dost know my heart. But that the people might know that you're the Lord Jesus Christ and I be your servant. I pray that you'll condemn the blindness of this man's eyes, that he can receive sight, that he might go away from here with sight in these eyes, not have to be lame, but be made well. Grant it. Cast away this evil from him. I ask that to lead him in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of him. Look at me. You see me? Put your finger up to my face now. I hit my nose. Let's see. Now, see my hand? Now, the cataract is dead in your eyes. Look out over the audience there. Count me those lights around over the building and show me where they're at. That's exactly right. Out, don't have to be led now. You're healed. God bless you. Go off the platform. Rejoice. God bless you. Praise God. Be grateful, my brother. Now watch. For the next few hours, you're going to see better and better and better all the time. See, the light that was in that growth is over your eye. They've been feeling bad lately, too. Getting tired and wore out and everything. You were not conscious of what was going on. But you're going to feel good. Now that's going to be, you're going to see better tomorrow, you can watch cars and everything, but then in about 72 hours, about 3 days, you're going to almost go completely blind. Then you'll notice your eyes are running a whole lot. Just keep praising God for your healing, because that dead growth will have to swell, you see. That's right, and then it comes on. That's, you've got it. God bless you. Please see, look out there. I see all day. Raise up your hand, wait. There he is. The blind makes me. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody, for his goodness and mercy. Now, have faith in God. All right. Come, lady. Of course, we see you have a patch over your eye. Let's come forward. That's all. It's new. What's new? How did it happen? Yes, ma'am. Now, of course, anyone can see you had a patch over your eye. You had female trouble also. Isn't that right? That's right. But come here. Now, Lord,
Your servants, the doctors, has failed to find out what his trouble is. But you know what's happening. Satan, you've hid from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. You're exposed. Come out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come over this way. Now, you don't need your cats now. If you don't want well, you need well. Let's say praise be to God with all of our heart. All right. Bring them. Do you believe, lady? I don't tell you one thing yet. Do you believe it?
How can she hear her when she's dead? And I pray that you'd help her.
Satan done this evil. You'd want to cause her to walk before a vehicle somewhere and be killed, but you're here to make her well. Now as your servant, having the authority by the word of God, as a minister of the gospel, and a gift ministered to me by an angel which is present now, Satan, I adjure thee, thou deaf spirit, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave her. Hear me all right now? Can you hear me? Hear me now? You're normal. You're well. The deaf spirit is gone from you. God bless you. You've had a hunger for God for a long time. You had wanted closer walk and closer baptism. Oh, you're going to receive it. God bless you. All right, come. Praise be to God.
Thanks be to God. All right, come, lady. That's the way with your hand up, believing with all your heart.
I condemn the disease of your body. May it go in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Pastor rejoicing has laid hands on you for the confirmation of his word. Come, sister. Jesus Christ said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I'm a believer. Come now, believer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go off here and be made well. Amen. Believe with all your heart now. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart that you're going to be made well as he comes. Father, I pray that in Jesus Christ's name that you'll be made every whit whole. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice. Be happy. All right, come, lady. God bless you. You had hospital experience, haven't you? Yes, sir. You had two of them. That's right. And ready for another one. And you're afraid this is cancer. And it may be. But you know Jesus Christ heals cancers. Now what's that to him? Because it's operated once and failed, the doctor done his best two times. But Jesus is going to do his now. And it won't return. In the name of Jesus, may it be restored. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. Come, sir. Are you believing? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this man. May he go rejoicing and be made well. Amen. God bless you, brother. Come, my brother. Are you believing with all your heart? Raise your hands. I accept Jesus, my healer. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may he be made well. God bless you, brother. Go rejoicing and happy and be healed. All right, come. Be happy now. Rejoicing as you come. Come, lady. Are you believing? With all your heart, you believe if I'll ask him, God will make you well. It's all right, sister, go on. Don't have to ask your faith. God bless you, brother. You believe that you're going to heal him with this affliction and all this in arthritis, but you believe he's going to make you well. Amen. God bless you. Our kind Heavenly Father, this poor little brother who's been afflicted this time, and now he can't even swallow his food. The doctors can do nothing about it. Lord God, I send him in Jesus Christ's name to eat his supper. Grant it, Lord, that he'll return here tomorrow giving you praise. Through Jesus Christ's name, that they might know that you're a God who keeps the words that is spoken by your servants. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Now go and eat your supper. Come back tomorrow night, show us what you can do. It shall be that way. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe that Christ can make you well? Take, oh, God of heaven, have mercy upon our sister and heal her tonight. I pray through Jesus' name, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy now, rejoicing and believing with all your heart that God is going to grant it. Something happened just now I wasn't noticing right in here. You sitting there with epilepsy, you don't have any prayer card, do you? It's a praying. You believe that Jesus Christ heals you? Or stand up on your feet, little lady. The spells leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have a prayer card, so you couldn't get in the line. You don't have to have that. You just have to have the faith that you got. God bless you. Go and be made well now. Through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Come, lady. You believe me to be a servant? You believe what I would say would be the truth? If I can know what is in your life now, I surely know what will be hereafter. Is that right? You're a very sick woman. You suffer with a kind of a hernia, isn't it? That hernia is located in a strange place. It's in your throat. Is that right? You said a doctor. He's kind of a strong-like man. And he told you in operating that he'd have to take this whole side out. That is that right? But Jesus Christ don't have to move a muscle. You believe it? Come here. I condemn this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from the woman.
Amen.
Be made well. Believe God. Let's say praise the Lord everywhere. If thou canst believe, thou canst receive. Have faith in God. You believe, brother? Lord Jesus, bless my brother and make him well. May he go from here tonight rejoicing and happy and made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. You go rejoicing and being happy, thanking God for your healing. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? Oh, Lord, I pray as I touch this sister's body as by contact of laying on hands, and may the Spirit that now anoints your servant, may it see to this that I have asked for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go, that's right, believing and receiving. Are you believing, sister, as you come? Believe with all your heart that God is going to make you well. Come here. And Lord Jesus, as I touch her body with my hands, as your Spirit is your anointing now, I pray that you will heal her, Lord. May the Holy Spirit who now guides me, may it see to it through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Don't doubt nothing. Just believe with all your heart. Bless your little heart. Here's just a child. You have heart trouble for one thing. Another thing, you're anemia. And you believe that Jesus is going to make you well? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and may she go from here tonight and be made whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Rejoice, sister, and be happy. God making you well. How do you do? You believe me to be his prophet? Sir, you that's sitting there with the blue shirt on praying, you got a spiritual difficulty, but don't worry, it's going to leave you now. He heard your prayer. God bless you. And you believe with all your heart. You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe that he can heal you and your son? Your son has an oppression. You believe that Jesus is going to make him well?
Yes.
And you believe he's going to make you well? Come here. Father, I ask for mercy for this people. May your Spirit come upon them now, and may they both be delivered to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Don't fear, sister. Go happy, rejoicing now, and receive your blessing. You believe, sister, with all your heart as you come? Believe he's going to make you well? Father, I pray that you will heal her in Jesus Christ's name. May it be so. Amen. Go rejoicing now, saying, thank you, Lord, and be made well. Christ heals you. Do you believe it? You accept it? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I join prayer with you and asking for your healing. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe as you come? Woman's got trumpets in her ears. You see she's deaf too. So let's see if we can have the Holy Spirit to make her. Will you bow your heads just a moment? I'm awfully weak, friends. If you just bow your head just a moment. And I shouldn't have started those visions, I suppose, but it's striking now. Just a moment. Maybe God will heal her. Don't go on, raise your head now, please, in Jesus' name, till you hear me calling you. Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every gift, let it be known tonight that thou art Christ, the Son of God, and I'll be your servant. And let it be known, Lord, that you can give hearing to the deaf. You can give peace to the weary. You can give sight to the blind. And thou dost do all things well. And let this audience know tonight that you're God here, and this poor woman is unprivileged. I pray that you'll heal her. Take this away from her. May this deaf spirit leave her. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. I, everyone, keep your good thoughts. Bow your head again. It's just a believer. Sometimes we're studying. The crowd is upset a little. Now, everyone, be just quiet to yourself and see if I can make it leave her. Everyone, keep bowed, if you will, please. Just be in prayer now. Now, Heavenly Father, you know my heart. And you said the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
And a man righteous is not sinless. It's one who confesses his sins. He's righteous through the one he confesses through. And I, your servant, confess my sins to Jesus, thy Son. Father, to see the Spirit sovereign and wouldn't turn the woman loose, I ask that you'll take him away. Not that we have to see miracles to believe, but that this might be known tonight that you're the Lord Jesus and I have truly testified of you correctly, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You heal the people, and your presence is here to heal every person in the building. Let it be known tonight these things. And now give me faith as I go to charge this enemy who's soul. And may I have power over him to cast him away. For it said when the deaf spirit come out of the man, he could hear. And they said, why could we not cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. So, Father, you who sent an angel down to the room, you who stood by me through these thick and thins and over the world around these battles, I pray not that these people in the audience would hear me. May they not hear me, but that you might hear me, Lord, that this woman is deaf might hear. And let it be known now that thou art God to heal the deaf. And I charge this spirit as I come in a challenge of faith. I charge this spirit in Jesus Christ's name, thou deaf spirit, come out of her. Hear me? Now you can raise your head. You hear me now? Hear me now? You hear me now? Your heel now is gone from you. And you're well. Go on your road rejoicing. Let us say praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can heal every one of you the same way right now. You believe it? Let's stand to our feet right quick. Every person in here, I want you to do what I asked you to do. Lay your hands over on somebody near you, if you will, right across the seat or something. I see somebody standing back there on crutches. Don't pick them up no more. Put them on your shoulder and walk out tonight. Jesus Christ makes you well. Oh, Almighty God, shed forth thy blessings tonight. Let thy mercies be known in here tonight again. Our God alone, and your Spirit is here to cast forth every evil power. And you can do it tonight through your great power. And this church in one accord is praying. The Bible said they were assembled together and the building was shut.